Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
And welcome to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Start off this Wednesday evening going out to Mike Bryanton, who is the Ingham County Clerk. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
Very good. I'm glad to have you with us tonight. Thought of you when the census numbers came out and were published yesterday afternoon, and wanted to get in touch with you and try to wade through what those numbers mean to all of us in mid-Michigan. Were there any surprises for you as you read through?
Yes, a little bit. I was pleasantly surprised that Ingham County actually gained a little bit. We went from got a ton of numbers in front of me. We went from 279,409 in 2000 to 280,895. So that pleased me. I think we were all thinking that we were going to slip a little bit, and we didn't. Also, Eaton County went from 103,000 721 to 107,759.
So another nice gain.
Yep. Clinton County went from 64,715 to 75,000 and some change. So mid-Michigan is growing.
And which is the opposite of what some of us might have thought, given what we hear and read frequently, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. The city of Lansing lost some population, but given the economy and given everything that's going on, I think they still they only lost like 4,000 or 5,000.
Exactly. About 4% total population. I think those numbers, if they're correct in front of me, about 119 to about 114,000.
Yes, it was 119, 357 to 114, 297.
Well, but so basically we fared pretty well, and steady would have been good. So gaining some is a real good thing.
Yes, it is. And I think, mid-Michigan, in fact, Michigan as a whole is going to start ticking upward.
Well, granted, we're here in mid-Michigan. Poor Detroit really took it, didn't they?
Yes, they did. I haven't seen their numbers. I have access to them, but I haven't taken the time to go over them yet. But I understand they took quite a hit.
Yeah, apparently their levels are about 713,000. They lost about 250,000 people in the last decade. And as I did mention with some guests last night, down to their lowest population level since 1910, so 100 years ago. So there's going to be some studying and things to do there to try to figure that problem out.
But we can look at it as an opportunity for Detroit and Michigan to reinvent themselves. This is a time for everybody to reevaluate where we are and take this opportunity to grow and do some things differently and make changes for the better.
Well, I'm with you there. I agree with you there. It's an opportunity to look at it as a challenge.
Yep.
and figure out how to do things better. What do these numbers mean for us politically? We know we're getting to the point where reapportionment and redistricting are coming along. Those two words are interchangeable, or am I wrong?
What two words again, dear?
Reapportionment and redistricting.
You redistrict after reapportionment.
There you go. Look what I learned tonight.
So we don't have our detailed numbers yet. These are just overall numbers. Sometime this week, I expect to get Ingham County's numbers, and we get very, very detailed numbers down to what are called census tracts that are small, small blocks of population. So it can be as small as a city block, or it can be even smaller than that.
When we spoke the last time, Mike, we talked about the fact that when it comes to the reapportionment, we discussed that there's a committee involved and there's a time crunch that's involved with this too. There's specific timing on this. Who makes up the committee?
The Apportionment Commission in Ingham County, well, statewide, it's a statutory committee. comprised of the county clerk, the county treasurer, the county prosecutor, and the chairs of each political county party.
And that is obviously done deliberately to try to make sure that everybody's that there's transparency for everybody.
That's correct. And I can even give you a scoop. Yesterday, the Ingham County Apportionment Commission met for the second time. The first time was just an organizational meeting. Yesterday, we met and had a lengthy discussion and nailed down a tentative number of commissioner districts that we're going to be working towards for the next decade. And we tentatively have reduced the number from 16 current commissioners down to 14.
Now, this is big news, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, keeping in mind, whatever number that we chose, we're going to upset somebody. If we would have left it at 16, we would have been criticized. If we'd have reduced it to 15, we would have been criticized. 14 criticized, 13, then people would have said that, it was too small. So we realized and acknowledged during our discussion that instead of trying to please various groups, we just had to have a discussion amongst ourselves and come to a consensus of what we thought was fair to all concerned. And we came with the number of 14.
And that number, you arrived at that number based on what criteria?
Well, first of all, 16, before we had 16, we had 13. So we in 1992, we started with 13. And that did not, in my opinion, that did not work very well. And in fact, so in the year 2001, we changed it to 16. I don't think there was some discussion about moving it back to 13, but Commissioner Schaefer, who has the one of the rural districts, mm-hmm. geographically, he represented almost half the county when we were down to 13, and we don't think that's good representation. 15, all of us in county government have taken a hit and have had to sacrifice and tighten our budgets, and some of us thought that this was the time for the county commissioners to do their share as well. Keeping in mind that there's two current county commissioners, Commissioner Grebner and Commissioner Andy Shore, who aren't going to be there next year. So it was an opportunity. We're going to have two vacancies anyway, opportunity to use their vacancies as a chance to incorporate that into the new plan.
And that would the number 14 in your experience, as you said, 13. We needed at least another one.
Yes.
So this will give you an opportunity to distribute population with representation.
Yes. And if I'm not sure how much more time we have, but I'd like to make a point to your listeners.
Of course.
In the newspaper, there's been some editorializing regarding Ingham County commissioners, downsizing to 13 or below. The other counties, Clinton County, for instance, has seven commissioners with a population of just under 70,000. That means that each commissioner represents just under 10,000 residents. Eaton County, with a population of 106,000, has 15 commissioners, each commissioner representing 7,000. Currently, with a old population of 277,000 and 16 commissioners, each commissioner representing 17,000. So as you can see, we're already representing far more people than our neighboring counties who, to my knowledge, haven't been catching any flack.
Well, and that's a point well taken. And of course, now that number, as we just off the top of the show, has gone up. We're now at 280,000 plus.
Yes, and with 14 commissioners, that'll be 20,000 people each commissioner will be representing. So
I think that's a valid point to make, and I appreciate you bringing that up. The apportionment commission, they have there's a time frame up to this as well, isn't there? A 60 days once you get all the track information.
Yeah, when I get the letter and the notice from the Secretary of State's office with the data, I have 60 days from the time that I receive that for the commission to adopt a final plan.
Okay, well, you're going to get real busy again here, aren't you? Real
yes,
quick.
Yeah, real quick. One other thing I'd like to leave you with, Cheryl.
Sure.
In Ingham County, each commissioner, the cost of each commissioner is $16,400. So by losing two, that's $32,800. Well, people say, you know, that's not a lot of money when we're talking about a budget of $76, $79 million. But this is for the next 10 years. So over the next 10 years, you know, that computes out to $328,000. So when we think of it in those terms, I think it's, you know, a lot more significant.
Well, as a taxpayer in Ingham County, I appreciate any efforts made to trim that. So I'm on board with you there. Mike, I appreciate your time this evening wading through this. Some of it's kind of complicated, so we appreciate having the information, and I'll be in touch again soon as you go through the process.
Okay, please do. My pleasure.
Thank you so much. Mike Bryanton, Ingham County Clerk. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS.